Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, the Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. You don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. What is a thankful prayer? Well, a thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, in Psalms 100, describes this prayer. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all 9 of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. Let's go!
moment and consider. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Rocking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be.
Ooh.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but. And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
amen. Praise God. Dear God, we want to thank you for your mercy and your abundance of promises fulfilled. We ask for you to take our hand and lead us in the ways you best see fit and fill our hearts with the kindness you bestowed upon us. As you are impartial, please help us to treat all as equal, whether faced with fortune or adversity. Please allow all that we do while on this earth bring nothing but praise and glory to your name. We pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own associate, Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, is going to be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless our hearts. Amen? And our call-in number is 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. And I hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music on this beautiful, chilly, and thankful Thursday. It is such a privilege that God woke us up this morning to see this beautiful day. So I hope you enjoyed this selection.
Mm-hmm.
die in you. But as long as you're here, I'm not afraid. I bless your name. I worship you. Lord, I come before your throne with thanks and praise.
I live for you.
David said, I have set the Lord always before me. I bless your name. Lord, I worship you. Forever I have your love. Hallelujah. I bless your name. And to die again. For I will look unto the altar and the finisher of my faith. Come on, let's take it higher.
I'll live for you.
I'll live for you.
I'll die in you.
For I have set the Lord always before me. Because you're on my right hand, I shall not be moved. I bless your name.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the opportunity to begin again. I choose to press forward and keep believing for the dreams and desires you placed in my heart. I trust you today with everything that I am. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection, and after the selection, I will come back with our devotional message for this evening. Amen. Praise God.
Save every day.
Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Jesus First. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Matthew chapter 19, verses 29 through 30. And it says, everyone who has left houses or farms for my name's sake will receive many times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Every day, we have a choice to make about the kingdom we are serving, either God or ourselves. When we put ourselves, our desires first, that means we're putting him last, and he will return the favor in his kingdom. So we should not seek great things for ourselves here, but do as God asks us, making him our priority. Amen? Because the truth is, this life is a breath, and there's far more coming than we can imagine. Remember, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may be recommend according to what he has done, whether good or bad. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For the believer, this is not unto salvation, because if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, you are assured heaven. However, what's being evaluated are the rewards for how we serve Christ here, and that will shape how we live in heaven. The challenge for you is to realize that right now you are setting the tone for eternity. The authority and privileges you will have forever. So put Jesus first. Humble yourself now, and he will lift you up. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, you are my priority. Lead me in how to serve you well. In your name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Jesus First. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own associate, Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, will be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection. Thank you.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's sing it like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the Father,
the problem may be,
he's in control,
he's in control, and he knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory,
cause I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in him I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may be,
he's in control,
he's in control, and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in him I live, I move, and have my king.
Say like the best of people.
Best of peace.
Come on, lift him up again.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move, and have my being.
Say that again. No matter what.
No matter what the problem may be.
Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move,
if you believe
and
that, sing this with a blessed of people. Come on, lift him up.
Oh, lift him up, rejoice.
And shout unto him.
And shout unto
him. The Lord you call.
Admiration. You are the God who made the heavens and the earth. You set the stars in their places and hung the moon where it was to remain. You rule over all, and yet you also seek a relationship with your creation. For that and much more, you are worthy of all praise and worship. I lift up your name, Jehovah, as I seek your face, and I honor you as you are seated on your throne above all. You are the great and mighty God who raises up kingdoms and subdues nations and at your choosing. In your mercy, you sustain all life and passionately delight in our souls. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Triumphant in my being, you love
Praise be to God. Jehovah, I come before you with a heart of contrition, knowing I often haven't honored you as Lord and Master of my life. You wait for me to come talk to you, to wake up and greet you, or to spend my evenings with you. But I have instead wasted time on futile distractions. You are the relational God who desires to walk with me in the cool of the day, just as you walked with Adam and Eve in those early days of your creation. Forgive me for often seeking to walk alone and ignoring the blessings and joy of your presence in my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
I've been fed, but you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Great,
send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, of all the things of God in death. You are the living
awesome
word.
Gentile Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger,
but on a tree you died to save man.
The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Born but on a tree, you died to save your man.
to God be the glory. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise.
Thank you, thank you for this thankful Thursday.
God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Amen. It's in your hands.
Oh, you can hear me. Yay.
Yes.
Yay. And God is good, honey.
Oh,
yes,
that's
he is. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Thursday it is. Thank
yes,
you,
is.
God. And great. Here's the funny part. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Everybody's going, why so wonderful? What happened to her today? Nothing. Nothing at all. I woke up this morning, went to work,
hallelujah,
did what I had to do, came back home. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
My goodness, glory to God.
Thank you,
we've
God.
Got to get back in position. Thank
yes.
you, Holy Ghost. We've got to get back in position where we're praising God no matter what's going on. The
thank
good,
you.
The bad, the ugly, the sad, when you're laughing, when you cry. Praise him anyhow.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
no,
you.
No, no. We want to say the praise for when God does something. No. Because,
no.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. If the truth be told, he does something every day.
Thank you.
When you wake up in the morning, he did something.
Mm-hmm.
You get in your car, he did something. When you lock the door to your house, he did something. Because there's some out there that don't have a house. Come on now.
Amen. Amen. To God be the
God
glory.
Has just been so, so, so good to us. He has
it's
been so
hot.
Good. And everyone is getting upset. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, you can say it. I love when he gives me permission. Yes, so. Okay, I'm going to say it, Holy Ghost. He said, everyone is getting us. Oh, I said it wrong? Okay. He told me, that ain't what I said, so I got to clear it up. Some people are getting upset because God, they're getting upset because God has been trying to wake them out of their sleep.
Ooh,
watch this. Yeah. Because they're walking around every single day thinking everything is just hokey-dokey smoky. And God is saying, wake up.
That's right.
Wake up. He even sound the alarm, and you know what they did? They put it on snooze.
Hey.
Yeah.
Guilty.
They hit the snooze button.
Yes.
Why? I'm not, my goodness, glory to God. I'm not ready to hear that right now, God. And God is saying, wake up. I'm trying to show you what my enemy is trying to do to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not paying attention, so you don't hear me. And it's not that God isn't talking, it's that you don't hear him. Why?
Mm-hmm.
You are sleepwalking.
Okay.
My goodness, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you today.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. You have been so good to us. My good, we don't deserve all of your goodness. We don't deserve all that you've been doing. We don't deserve what you're going to do. But we're grateful.
Yes, Lord.
And we're thankful. And today we're saying thank you for doing it, God.
Thank you,
God. Because God, no one, Not one soul, not even my mother or my daddy, is going to love me the way that you do. And my mother and father really loved me. I felt the love, but they still don't touch the love that you have for me.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
my God. Husband cannot touch the love that God feels for me. I hope y'all hearing what I'm saying.
Yeah,
no one is going to love us like God loves us.
Amen.
No one. I don't care who they are. Your children, your best friend, your BFF, your SFF, it doesn't matter.
Nope.
No one is going to love you the way God does.
Mm-hmm.
No one. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
God looks at me. He sees me in my rawness.
Mm-hmm.
He sees me in my nakedness, and he says, Kathy, I love you. And I go, well, God, I did. I love you, Kathy. But God, I did. Kathy, I still love you. Well, God, I'm doing. I love you, Kathy. Well, God, I might do. I love you, Kathy. But God, I. God is saying, it's nothing you can tell me. He said, oh, my goodness, glory to God. He says, I'm in your future. You're walking out what is your past for me.
Yes.
So I know everything there is to know about you.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I want you to know this. I love you.
Thank you, God.
Precious and Heavenly Father, I'm going to get out of your way and allow you to use my mouth as the mouthpiece to speak your word, oh God.
Yes,
some are going to be encouraged. Some are going to be lifted up. And all are going to be blessed, oh God.
Thank you.
And you and only you are going to receive the glory.
Yes, God.
Father God, you gave us another day, a day that was not promised, but given.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Father, thank you for all the dangers, seen and unforeseen, that you kept away from us. Thank you, God. Thank you, Abba, Father. Thank you. Thank you for being that umbrella. When Satan is dropping all kind of things our way, you are that umbrella that protects us, God.
Yes, you are. Mm.
Thank you, God. Father God, have your way with this word right now. And we know your word will not return to you void. So we pray that the ears of the listeners are open, that they may hear what thus says the Lord.
Yes.
It's in Jesus' holy name I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
My goodness.
God.
I pray that everyone is having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful second day in November. Woo! Look how fast time is flying.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We get ready to end another year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Some will make it and some won't make it. But for every day that you're here, why don't you do something wonderful and acknowledge God?
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all you got. Wake up in the morning. Oh, God, I love you. When you go to bed at night, God, I love you. Throughout the day, you walking to get something to drink. God, I love you. Into the restroom. God, I love you. You know, at the end of the day, what your God is going to look like? He's going to be sitting there with that sovereign smile on his face.
All right.
I think they're getting it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're getting it. Because, see, guess what? There's nothing that can give God that's greater than your worship, your adoration, your respect, your commitment, your dedication, your love. There's nothing that he really wants from you other than your worship.
That's it.
There's so many ways to worship God. When you start praising him, when you start loving on him, when you start loving on one another, when you start helping each other out, you are worshiping God.
Yes, thank you, God.
That you're doing it for that person, but you're not.
No.
Because he said, when you did it for one of them, you did it for me. If you didn't do it for them, you didn't do it for me either.
Mm-mm.
Why? Because they're mine. What mother or father you know wants to let you come into their midst and act like they, oh, my goodness, glory to God, and act like the rest of their children don't exist? No parent that I know. Because and number one, they're going to look at you and go, you don't see my kid. What about your kid? Well, how you going to offer, my goodness, glory to God, how you going to offer me something and not offer my kid?
Oh, amen.
You don't see my kid? Because that's what we do. We offer God everything. Oh, God, I love you. We worship him. We hallelujah. We do all of this. And then we turn around and we walk right past his kid.
Yeah.
And he said, Jesus, did she? And Jesus is going, let me talk to her, Father. Let me talk to her real quick. I can straighten this out. And then Jesus looks down at the Holy Ghost and say, what you down there for? Why did you not tell her when she does it to them, she's doing it to him?
Amen.
If she doesn't do it for them, she's not doing it. You are the teacher. Teach them. And the poor Holy Ghost is going, I've been trying to teach them. Your students are stubborn. They don't listen.
They don't know.
The Holy Ghost, he said, you know, I'm doing the best I can. It's them. It's your sheep. Your sheep. They don't want to listen. They want to wander.
Yes.
Go wherever they want to go. Do whatever they want to do. And you can stand by the gate all night long and let them know I'm here for your protection. And they'll look at you and go, okay, and turn around and go out the back gate.
Come on now. Absolutely.
Holy Ghost said, you can't keep someone that doesn't want to be kept.
That's right.
Ooh.
Good stuff.
I'm down here working as hard as I can, and you think I'm going to let the Father and the Son blame me? Because you don't want to listen? No. Here we go. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Here we go. It's short and sweet. We are coming from, the Gospel of Mark. That's in the middle of your Bible. Mark chapter 10, verses 47 through 52. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Mark. You know the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right in the middle of your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Mark chapter 10, verses 47 through 52. You know, Pastor Stephen told me something yesterday or the day before. He said, I was listening to this program, and he said, the guy was saying, are you telling me that there are still people here in the world that don't know what the Bible looks like? They've never heard of it. And the guy said, yes.
Yes.
And I said, I looked at Pastor Stephen. I said, they may not know scripture, but surely they know the Bible. He said, I'm telling you, the guy said there are still people here in this world that have never heard of the Bible.
That's right.
I said, wow. Because it's on the radio, it's on the TV, it's a church on every corner. He said, but there's still people that have not heard of the Bible.
Absolutely.
I said, wow. Wow. He said, yeah, so don't assume when you're giving out these scriptures that people know what you're talking about. They don't. But you can lead them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Nice. You can't make them drink, but you can lead them to, oh, my goodness, glory to God. That was good right there. You can't make them drink, but you can lead them to the water. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. If he's the living water and I'm giving you, oh, my goodness, God, I love you. And I'm giving you his word. And in his word, he says, I am living water. I am bread of life. So what did the old folks used to say? You can lead a donkey, a horse, a cow to the water, but you cannot make them drink.
That's right. You can't.
You sitting there trying to push their head down. Come on, drink some. It's good for you. If they don't want it, they are going to close up their mouth so they don't receive it. You can only lead them to, ooh, thank you, God. Ooh, that was good. He just said that to me. Kathy, you can lead them there. You can't make them take it. Ooh, I tell you, God has so much to say. Ooh, I don't know who that person is that said God don't talk. He's talking all day long. Now, don't get it twisted. He's talking all day long. He just may not be talking to you all day long, but he's talking to you and her and her and him and him and him and them and them. And he's talking all day. We just don't know, okay, who he talking to right now? He's talking to all of us at the same time. He just got different messages. Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Amen. Praise God.
To Kathy, he's saying, Kathy, don't you eat near another donut. You hear me? You done had six donuts today. That's enough. I said, Lord, I don't eat near another donut. To Billy, he said, Billy, put that gun down. You don't have to take your life. To Sally, he's saying, Sally, leave John alone. That is not your husband. That's her husband. To Jim, he said, Jim, put that gun down. Don't go in that thing talking about you're going to stick up something. To John, he's saying, John, stop trying to wait to beat people up. God has a message for all of us because guess what? He doesn't have any robots. He has children. And, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Just like your mother's children or your children, they all got different personalities. They are all doing something different, and he's addressing us right where we are. My goodness, glory to God. Here we go. This is good stuff right here. Thank you, God. Oh, Holy Ghost, I'm sweating, and I ain't even told him the message yet. He said, yeah,
Amen.
That's just letting you know it's good. It's good, good, good.
Right.
Yes, sir. Mark 10, 47 through 52 says, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many people admonished him to be silent, but he cried out all the more. Ooh, he cried out even louder, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called the blind. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. This is something good. So they called the blind man. Take courage. They said, get up. He is calling you. Ooh, God, I love you. Throwing off his cloak, Bartimaeus jumped up and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked. Rabboni, said the blind man, let me see again. Go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. My goodness, may the Lord continue to add a blessing, reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. This is, you know, every time I read this, I have to look at it, and then I go, wow, I didn't see that last time. Wow. That's why it would be, Lord, that's the message you just gave me. No, you ain't got to say that. Why? Because you're going to get something else out of it this time. My goodness. We serve a right now God with a right now word. Watch this. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. He says, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. My goodness, glory to God. Now, he says to the people, who that? What's all that records about? They said, it's Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth? Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And it says, many people told him to be quiet. And guess what he did? He spoke over them.
Mm-hmm.
It says he got louder.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness, glory to God. He says, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Mm. Jesus stopped. Why? Because you didn't just say Jesus of Nazareth or Jesus, can you help me? You said Jesus, Son of David.
Yes.
Which implied, oh my goodness, glory to God, which implied that you know who I am.
Amen.
If you know who I am, then you know I have purpose for being here. And it sounds like, by the way you called me by my full name, that you know my purpose. Jesus stopped. Son of David. Hold on. So he stops. He says, bring him to me. Now, these are the same people that just looked at the blind man and said, stop calling out his name. Be quiet. Mm-hmm. And then Jesus looks at him and say, bring him to me. Let him come to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got to take some humble pie and go over there and say, take courage. He wants you to come. Come. See, here's the thing. There's a lot of times that you're thinking you've done something so bad that God isn't going to forgive you. You don't even know how to get into the presence of God because you are mad at your own self for what you've done. And yet and still God gets close enough. So, oh, my goodness, glory to God. God, I love you. God gets close enough so you'll know that you're in his presence. And you're going,
man,
I ain't seen no God. Let me see. Did they call you for that job to be a manager over there and you only finished sixth grade? Yeah. Did you have to leave your house to go to the interview? Yeah. Did you get in your car to go to the interview? Yeah. Well, then he got close enough for you to see him.
That's right.
Yeah. Because, see, here's the thing. You don't need eyes to see him. You need eyes to see or hear or anything. No, God says, I'm going to get close enough and you're going to know it's me. You know what? Every time Pastor Stephen hears God say, now God could be doing something. He could be doing something. You know what Pastor Stephen says? He said, I see you, Lord. I see you. Now, he don't feel he sees what he's doing. If he sees what he's doing, he does see him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see you, Lord. Or God, if he's doing something, he go, I hear you, Lord. Well, do you see me or do you hear me, Bo?
Both.
Sometimes I hear you, sometimes I see you.
Amen.
But it doesn't matter. It's the same thing. God is moving.
Yes, he is.
And so the people try to get blind Vladimir's to be quiet. Vladimir said, I'm not calling you.
Right.
I would have said if I was him, mm-hmm. I did not call your name. I called the Son of David. You are not Jesus. And if you think that people won't try to stop you from going to God to get what you need, oh, the devil is a lie. Yes, they will.
Yes, they will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They'll be the first ones to try to bring up all that you've done.
Hey.
Well, guess what? To the God that I'm going to, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I've done. Mm-hmm. It matters what I'm going to do. Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
God, I love you. Because he's already seen what you've done. In fact, he knows what you're going to do.
Exactly.
And that he stops. Ooh, that's why he starts to, wait a minute, bring Kathy here for a second. Bring her here. Because guess what? The people called him the blind man.
Yes.
God knew his name as Bartimaeus. How do
yes.
we know? It's in his word.
Amen.
His story doesn't say the blind that was there, Jericho. It says blind Bartimaeus.
Yes.
So in other words, my goodness, watch this. God wanted us to know, I know the name. Oh, my goodness. I know the names of everyone that I've chosen to you. Ooh. Well, he was lying. Doesn't mean that I choose to use him. Watch this. If you look at that chapter, and I think it's Mark 10:47, if you go back a little bit, it says that his disciples, ooh, the disciples used to ask, that's a crazy question. It says that blind Bartimaeus was blind from birth. They asked Jesus, who sinned, him or his parents, that he's blind? It said the man was blind from birth. What could he have done inside his mother's womb? what could he have done so bad inside? What'd he do? Start taking too much water? What? It says he was blind from birth. And they said, who sinned, him or his parents? Jesus said, neither. This was done that the Father might be glorified.
Amen.
Oh. Uh-huh. Because they assumed that because you have an affliction,
yes.
you had to do something wrong.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? That wasn't just then. That's now.
Amen.
When they see Kathy go through something, they assume, what in the world did Kathy do so bad that God then took his hand off her? Ooh, wee!
Mm-hmm.
The devil got things all twisted because guess what? You ain't got to do nothing bad for bad things to happen to you. Sometimes God just go, Satan, you could have Kathy, go get her. You sure can't, just don't take her life. But you can get her, go get her.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever you want to her.
Yes.
Satan bring his little raggedy tail after me and just punch me in my eye, pull my hair, my good hair too.
Mm-hmm.
Pull my good hair. He'll pull my good hair off my head.
Ooh,
and I'm sitting there going, now, he know I paid a lot of money for that hair. He done took it and threw it on the ground. That's how Satan gets in there. Anything that you've already attached yourself to, that's what he goes after.
Absolutely.
But guess what? Attach yourself to God, because he can't go after him.
Nope. That's right.
He can't touch God.
Amen.
Yeah. But all these other little things that you've attached yourself to, Satan goes after those things because he knows he's going to get your attention and you're going to think, oh, the devil's trying to kill me. The devil did. The devil did. And while you're saying the devil did, you are glorifying him.
Yes.
What you need to do when Satan comes after you, you should be saying, God said no. God stepped in there. Oh, my goodness. You don't have to say Satan's name at all.
Oh,
just tell them how God intervened. Jumped in there and said no. Did you not hear that songwriter that got that song out that said Mercy said no?
Yes.
Because guess what? Mm-hmm. Every time God says no, he's showing his mercy.
Thank you, God.
Come on now.
Thank you.
And when he shows his mercy, he's showing himself. And when he shows himself, he's showing you love.
Yes.
My
Thank
goodness,
you,
glory to God.
Thank you.
And so the people, they told Bartimaeus, take courage. It's okay now. Well, y'all just told me to be quiet. Thank God I didn't listen to you.
So
and then they say, he wants you to come to him. Guess what blind Bartimaeus did? He took off his cloak, threw it on the ground, and ran to Jesus. Oh, my goodness,
yes.
Lord God. Guess what he did when he took off that cloak? God, I love you. You got to hear everything he's saying. When blind Bartimaeus took off his cloak and threw it to the ground, and he went to Jesus, he was saying, I'm not coming back the way I'm leaving. I'm no longer going to be the man that begs. I'm going to be the giver and not the borrower.
Amen.
My goodness. But if he threw that cloth down, and I was looking at that, the Holy Ghost said, you don't see it? And I'm going, teacher, you got to make it plain. He said he took his clothes off before he got what he needed from God.
Yes.
Huh? He already was stepping into his change.
All right.
Some of us, we got to wait until we change before you can. No. You step into that thing before it happens.
Amen.
You know what that's called? It's called praising him in advance.
In advance.
Yeah. Because guess what? Blind Bartimaeus said, when I leave here and I get to him, I'm not coming back the same person.
Oh no.
I ain't going to need that thing because, see, the cloth represented, the cloth that he threw down, it represented a beggar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
A beggar that could not see.
Wow.
And blind by the mirror, he threw that down and went on to Jesus.
And
then Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? Watch this now. He said, Rabboni, now you done used another one of my names. How do you know me? I've heard all the stories about, first you said son of David, then you said Rabboni. Here's the thing, how do you know me? You're blind. I don't need no eyes to see.
Amen.
Guess what? He told Jesus, my goodness, glory to God. He said, Jesus, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, well, make it plain, because the others, watch this now, the others cannot see me yet. So
okay.
Make it plain, Bartimaeus. Mm-hmm. How do you see me? The last time I checked, they told me Jesus of Nazareth was coming through. That's how I see you. How do you see? Because they said that Jesus of Nazareth was performing miracles, signs, and wonders. That's how I see you. How do you see? You still got to make it plain for them. You know what Bartimaeus said? He says, okay, I'll make it plain. In the very first sentence, it says, when I heard it was mm-hmm. Jesus of Nazareth, that's when I saw you. What? Yeah,
yep.
You know, faith mm-hmm. cometh by hearing.
That's right.
Hearing the word of the Lord.
Amen.
I heard, oh my goodness, glory mm-hmm. to God. I heard the Savior was on board. So I saw you, son of David. I saw you, Rabbi. I saw you. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Yes.
I don't need no cloth.
Nope.
Because the last time I checked, they said the son of David, he was going to be the Messiah. He was going to heal. He
yes.
was going to deliver. I heard all of this.
Amen.
And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Faith comes by hearing, hearing mm-hmm. the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Everything you heard about Jesus, you heard about God. You know,
yes.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are one. You know,
yes.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You heard.
That's right.
Ah. You had your healing. Was right in the midst. And
right
while the
there.
People were saying, be quiet, be quiet, he said, have y'all lost your mind? I'm about to see.
Okay. And you
I can see
quiet?
More than you guys can see, and y'all got eyes.
Okay.
And they go, how you think you see? You're not calling him son of David. You
mm-hmm.
said Jesus of Nazareth, like he's so
mm-hmm.
common to a son. Huh? You're
yes.
not saying Rabboni, teacher. You're not calling him who he is because you don't know who he is. You
that's
just
right.
see a man performing signs and wonder. I know who he is. If you knew who he was, oh, my goodness, glory to God, then you could see that I am one of the ones he came here for. You
oh.
would see that you are hindering the glory of God. What you say? Because, see, as soon as I walk up to him, huh, he really don't have to say nothing to me because as soon as I walk in his direction, I already show everybody I can see.
Yes.
But when I get there
mm-hmm.
and he says, what do you want? Huh? It's not for me. It's not for him. It's for the glory of God.
Amen.
Huh? Jesus
yep.
said, these things I do that
yes.
my Father might mm-hmm. be glorified. Not
yes.
me.
Yes.
Not Kathy. Not you.
Nope. Nope.
My Father. Now watch mm-hmm. this. I told y'all, and I got to come in for a close. I told y'all that in the chapters before, in the verses before, it says he was blind from birth, right?
Right.
So Jesus says to him, what do you want from me? He said to Jesus, I need to see again. Wait a minute, what you mean you need to see it again? You was blind from birth. He said, I need to see again.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. He said, I need to see again. What do you mean you need to see again? You know you was born blind. That doesn't mean I couldn't see. Come on now. That doesn't mean I couldn't see. I know who you are. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? We walk by faith and not by sight.
That's
I don't
right.
need my eyes to know who you are. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. So just knowing you in the midst, that means I'm going to let you know right now I see you. Son of David, Rabboni, well, if he knows all these names, then he knows that I'm Messiah. You know what Jesus said? I see you too.
That's right.
Because Jesus looked at him. He said, go.
Your faith
has made you whole. Guess
Amen.
What? When he said your faith, Jesus was saying to Bartimaeus, I see you too. You got faith enough to know by the time you get to me, you are not going to be the same.
That's right.
You come back there. You ain't got much on it yet. You double two head on. I don't need this no more. Okay, son David, do what you came to do. Because guess what? Jesus said, I knew you when you was in your mother's womb.
Right.
Well, inside my mother's womb, you kept my eyes closed because I was born blind. So, because you knew me in my womb, you had a plan for me.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Most of us think because the plan don't look good, that it's not glorifying God.
Oh.
Huh? It may not look good, may not feel good, but he has worked it out for your good. And if he works it out for your good, it is going to glorify the Father.
Yes, yes.
My goodness, glory to God.
Praise
so the man, he done threw the cloth down. Jesus looking at him. He looking at Jesus. Jesus said, I see you. He said, I see you too, son of David. And that's how he was able to say, I want to see again. Because this time, I want to see everything else that I could not see before. But I could see in the spirit. Now I want to see with my natural. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Now I want to see with my natural eyes.
Because
I've been seeing in the spirit.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness, God, I love you. God, I love you. So he said, what you want from me? He said, I want to see again. I said, no one ever thought, why did he say again if he was blown blind? Because I've been seeing in the spirit. I know a lot more than they know. I know you the son of David. I know you the Messiah. I know you the Savior. I know you a healer. I know you a deliverer. I know you. And you getting ready to give me my sight.
Wow. That is awesome.
God, I love you.
Yes.
Don't tell me that because you blind, because you crippled, because you lame, because you deaf, that God doesn't see you.
Oh, yes, he does.
It doesn't matter what condition you're in.
Nope.
He sees you. Even if Bartimaeus never called Jesus' name, Jesus still saw him.
Yep.
Because guess what? Oh, hello. Jesus saw him yesterday before he got there. Before he got to Jericho, he had already seen Bartimaeus. Why do you think he went that way? Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Everything worked in his plan.
He went that away because he knew that's where Bartimaeus was. And guess what? He didn't do that for himself.
No.
He did it like he told Jesus, he told the Father. He said, Father, I ask that you do this not for me, that they will see and know who you are.
Yes, right?
Yeah, I don't need to know. I know who we are. We, Father,
we.
Son, and Holy Ghost.
That's right.
I know who we are. I need them to know,
to know.
Who we are.
Yes.
Oh, Oh, hold on. The Holy Ghost said, girl, you got to running, and you forgot to get in the title. The title was Walking in Darkness.
Amen.
Now, people hear walking in darkness and they assume that it's sin. Darkness means you don't have vision.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a sight. Those people that were walking with Jesus, they didn't have no part of that vision.
Nope.
Because if they did, they wouldn't have stopped Bartimaeus from calling his name. They would have known this is why he's here.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many times I've been in the church and a little kid will come up and they try to stop and say, no, not right now. Pastor, do it. And Pastor said, don't stop them. Let them come.
That's right.
Some alcoholic would come into the building and head straight for the altar. And Pastor said, don't stop them. Let them come.
Amen.
Why? That's the whole purpose that I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here. I've been sent here to finish the work that Jesus started. Jesus said, greater works than these shall you do. Why? It's a whole lot more of you guys than it was of me.
That's right.
One of me.
Absolutely.
And even though I couldn't, you know, I couldn't do it all because I was here. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Because I was his the son.
Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm. And I had a different purpose. When I came as the son, I came to give you life.
Yes.
I took your place on the cross.
Oof.
So that you can live.
Thank you.
I had a different purpose when I came as a son. He said, but now that I've shown you what you need to do, greater works will you do. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you. Because I've got
a whole lot of servants. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Darkness is not just walking in sin.
Mm-mm.
When you're walking in darkness, you don't see everything you're supposed to see.
All right.
You're supposed to see that Kathy is your sister. You're supposed to see that Kathy is a shepherd. You're supposed to see that Kathy is a woman of God. You're supposed to see me, God.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And then you'll start treating Kathy
like
you would treat me with love and kindness.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God.
Thank you, God.
The title
of this message was
Walking in Darkness, Having No Vision, Not Being Able to See Everything That You're Supposed to See. You're supposed to see me, God.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you guys.
Whew. Thank you, God. Thank you. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I know that deserves a hand clap praise. Amen. Hopefully she'll get back in. So at this time, I'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start with 704-724. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. Praise be to God. 623-271, God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen?
Amen. I always enjoy the word, and I don't always get to listen in, but when I do, I'm always inspired and reinvigorated. And I've read that passage in scripture many times, but the point where Pastor Kathy mentions he left his cloak behind because he had so much faith, he knew, I'm not going back to that lifestyle. So so many of us just need to take that leap and don't look back. Don't go back to that old lifestyle, that old neighborhood, that old job or whatever. Let that go and take that leap. And I, like I said, if it weren't for those chosen to teach this word, I would never have understood that part. And every word is so valuable that God writes, even that little sentence of he left his cloak behind, something that you would just skim over and not even think anything about.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100% because I have read that scripture over and over. And I, just like you say, I have never even paid attention to that part or even the part when he said that he wanted to see again. You
right,
know,
I didn't catch that
I
either.
Love the way that Pastor Kathy just takes it and she break it down so that you can understand the true meaning of what those sentences were saying.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
And also I'll say real quickly, when Pastor Kathy said, see me, I'm a shepherd, and a couple years ago I worked with her, she was my boss, but I didn't see her as my boss, but when I really felt her spirit connect with my spirit. So even though she was my supervisor, I did not see her that way. I saw her as a messenger of God, as someone filled with the Holy Spirit, because it connected with my spirit. And that's why I continue years later to follow her word. Yeah, because I see Pastor Kathy.
Amen. Praise be to God. And so at this time, and we want to thank all of our guests online, 980-417 and 704-724. And at this time, Pastor Kathy is going to come and give us the call to salvation and the benediction. Wonderful, wonderful word tonight. I truly, truly enjoyed this. And like I said, the more I have a better understanding of this message tonight. Walking in darkness doesn't mean that, you know, you're blind, but you could see if you're in Christ.
Yeah, walking in darkness is not just in sin. It's without vision. You're not seeing everything you're supposed to see. Thank you, God. It is so good to hear Elder Leslie on the line. Thank God for her. I have missed you, dear heart. So wonderful you were able to get on tonight. Thank God for you. Is she still there, Elder?
Yes.
Evangelist?
Yes, she's still there.
I'm going to have her close us out in prayer, but before I do, all of you that don't know God, have not received God as your Lord and Savior yet, it is not too late. We serve a God that is long-suffering. Mm-hmm. He is going to wait until you make up your mind that you are ready to come in. He is not going to force you to come in. He's going to wait until you're ready to come in. Just make sure you're ready before it's too late. And all you got to do is say, Father God, I am a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus came and died on that cross for my sins. Come into my life. I want to make you my Lord and Savior. My goodness, glory to God. And then after you do that, you say, Father God, I don't know where to go. I don't know which church I need to be in. But if you lead me there, if you direct me into the house that you would have me to be a part of, go lead me, Lord, and I will follow. I'm telling you. Once you tell him that you believe Jesus came and died on that cross for us, and then you invite him into your life and you accept him, just know that it is a process, a daily process. Yes. It's not all going to go away overnight. you're not going to be living this glorious life, no more pain, no more hurt. It just won't hurt as bad because you got Jesus taking a lot of the blows for you.
Yes.
Amen. It is so much nicer on this side of the cross. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys. Elder Leslie, go ahead and close us out in prayer, dear heart.
Oh, okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity for us to join together and be uplifted and inspired and filled with your spirit. Thank you for Pastor Kathy, Pastor Stephen. Thank you for their anointing and their calling upon them, and that their faithfulness in all circumstances and in all situations, they continue to get on and preach your word to bring healing and hope and resurrection to all of those who are walking in darkness. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Bless God.
But God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again next Thursday when Pastor Kathy will come and bless our hearts with a wonderful word from the Lord. So have a good night. A blessed weekend.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.